Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
So Aaron Rodgers, Key, you didn't like something. Before we even get into his emerging from the darkness, you didn't like something that you just heard.
Oh, I just didn't. I mean, it's only a part of the clip, but I just didn't validate myself as winning two MVPs. Like, you don't, I got it. You're great. You won two MVPs.
Don't even just address the fact that people thought he was washed.
Yeah, don't even address it.
And they didn't think he was washed exactly, but I think it's reasonable. I think it's reasonable when you're if you have a 36-year-old quarterback and you install a new system and a new head coach, right? You go 13-3 and he does all the right things, but he doesn't look like his normal great self. It's more likely that he's just getting used to the system, but it's not unreasonable to say, you know what, just in case, let's have a backup plan because we don't know whether or not he's in decline.
Yeah, but if you were referencing the team and referring to the team drafting Jordan Love,
yeah,
then obviously they didn't know what they was looking at. And you would, right, you should know, okay, it's a new system. We just installed it. Okay, he's going to.
He's figuring it out.
He's going to figure it out.
Yeah, and they won 13 games.
Yeah, like what are you doing?
Okay, so he's out of the darkness now. I mean, you know, you could get eye mask, earplugs, close the shades, turn on the AC. I do that whenever I can.
But you still hear
darkness
people.
Retreat. It's called going to sleep at night.
You still hearing people run up and down the hallway and stuff like that.
Well, okay. All right. Anyway,
it's supposed to be complete silence.
I have a prediction for what. For what enlightenment he discovered in the darkness, Key. Mm-hmm. I think a voice came to him and said, take the $58.5 million and play football this year. I'm pretty sure. Aaron Rodgers, I'd charge you half whatever the darkness retreat charged you. I could tell you that. I'd even say it in this voice. Take the $58.5 million.
But it's not, you know, going into the darkness retreat is just not about the $58 million. It's cleaning of the soul, the mind. It's also, why are you laughing?
Why is it everyone on the West Coast thinks that there are toxins everywhere? There are toxins in the mind, in the soul, in the body. I have to cleanse the toxins.
It's not everybody.
Your liver and kidneys cleanse the toxins.
It's not everybody on the West Coast. It's sometimes a stress reliever. Mm-hmm. It helps you cleanse your mind so you can think clear on some of the decisions that you have to make for your future. Mm-hmm. You know, when you sit at home and you read a book, mm-hmm, and nobody's around, you process certain information and you think.
That's true.
You drive.
Can't read in the dark, though. It's bad for your eyes.
When you drive to wherever, upstate or whatever, and you're driving and you're by yourself and you're thinking, you're processing, how could I be better at the radio, TV? How could I be better
put
at
a little ghost on, put a little ghost face on?
You might put
relax.
Music on to relax. You might drink some wine and sit back with the fire going, mm-hmm, and thinking about.
So that's a version
life.
Of a darkness retreat, in other words.
Yeah, some people just do it differently. And on
very
top of that, again, the toxins, the clean,
the toxins.
All of those sorts
it's
of things.
It's always the toxins. All of a sudden, everyone got very concerned that there are toxins all over the place. Hey, Diana Russini was on Get Up, Key. They got a hold of Yuki. All right, ESPN NFL reporter Diana Russini was on Get Up on what's next for Rodgers and the Packers. Listen.
I was told that a meeting is supposed to happen with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers says, yes, I want to be traded, then the Packers will then allow Aaron Rodgers to talk to the teams that he perhaps is interested in or the teams that are interested in trading for him. So this all comes down to what Aaron Rodgers wants to do, which will then be the domino for the rest of the quarterbacks that are on the street.
You like what you saw just then, Key, in the clips
we
were playing
God,
on
yes.
ESPN2?
I told you, she's pretty, man.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is very pretty, and it's very hard to part from that and separate from that.
Even if it's expensive and a pain in the butt.
You're in love.
Right.
And the last thing you want to do is get your heart broken because of that throw right there.
Every time you think about leaving her, the moonlight hits her face and you go, can't do it.
Can't do it. He's really great. That's why the New York Jets are sitting around pondering on what they should do, waiting on him, and got Carr kind of in the wind, even though Carr understands the situation, that he's basically the second guy in line. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't do it, he gets it. He understands he's not Aaron Rodgers. And so you sit around and you wait for that.
I wonder how, we'll get into this a little later, but Lamar Jackson affects all this because she's pretty too and young.
Yeah, now it's what do you want to do? What are you
what
trying to do?
What kind of offense?
No, where are you trying to go and how fast are you trying to get there? If you feel like I got to win right now immediately and go to the Super Bowl, then I would say that Aaron Rodgers is worth, if that's what you're thinking, in the next 18 months, I need to be celebrating or whatever, however many months it is, I need to be having a ticker tape parade on Broadway or whatever, Aaron Rodgers is the better bet. Not that, but if you say I need to get one in the next 48 months, then I would say Lamar Jackson's the bet.
Yeah, Lamar, to me, like you have three real options here. One is give up everything for, I'm going to figure, two bites at the apple. Because even if he's good for another 3 or 4 years, after 2 years, he doesn't know if he wants to play there anymore. Something else happens. He holds a press conference. He goes into the darkness. He comes out. And all of a sudden, he's on the Vikings.
But
right?
I don't have time for that because I'm going to be fired.
Okay, but so that's Rodgers. Carr, nice and steady. Next 4 or 5 years, maybe. 3 years at least. But not on the level of Rodgers. Lamar might give you more production than anyone over the next 3 or 4 years, and he might be good for the next 6 or 7 or 8 years.
No,
you know,
I understand
he's very
that.
Young.
But based on the experience and all of those sort of things, remember, I got to win now or else I'm going to get fired. So I got to make a get fired decision because the expectations are high. I can't take an unnecessary gamble.
Wait, you're saying if you're the Jets?
If I'm the Jets.
But what does win mean? Make playoffs? Because they haven't made the playoffs yet.
They can make the playoffs with Carr. But I think
that's what I'm saying. So you're not going to get fired?
It's not the playoffs. It's advancing.
You don't have to advance this year.
I think you got to advance.
If you slip Derek Carr in there and you make the playoffs this year and the next year you win a playoff game.
That's true.
But
you got to believe that Derek Carr is the guy 2 years from now, or 3 years from now, that could get you to the Super Bowl.
And it's possible he can, but when you look at it on paper, you're like, you feel different when it's Aaron Rodgers, for sure.
She's pretty.
Yeah. So
and smart.
So the question is,
just pretty.
Yeah.
But you know?
Well, she's...
And she got a lot of money.
Well, when you say smart, maybe not formally educated if she's going on darkness retreats. Anyway.
Stop!
Do the Packers really want Rodgers? Do the fans want Rodgers? Listen to Mike Tauscher on ESPN Wisconsin on Fitz and Harry about what's different with Jordan Love this time around, Key.
The advancement and the progress that Jordan Love showed in the offseason, the preseason last year, and then in the limited amount of game time that he was able to play, I think everybody, fans and the administration up in Green Bay, feel a lot better and are kind of excited to see where Jordan Love is and if what Matt LaFleur's offense will look like with Jordan Love running it. I think that's a big reason why we saw some of that shift in kind of the approval ratings or who wants Aaron Rodgers gone from the fan base side. I think if Jordan Love was still struggling and didn't show any of that progress, I don't think those numbers would have moved. But there is now a larger contingent of Packer fans, again, it is February, that feel like let's trade Aaron, get the assets, and build around Jordan Love to see if we have the guy.
I just love the world.
And what now?
I love the world because when the wind blows one way, everybody, and then it blows the other way, everybody goes with it. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, Jordan Love looks good. But in the preseason last year, or this past season, oh, we don't know what he is.
But
well,
that's what
we're
he's
not
saying.
100%
things have
sure.
Things have changed in a year. They're seeing better stuff in practice.
I understand.
Mark Tauscher would know, right?
I understand that. But if you go back to the offseason of last year, prior when Rodgers 1 foot in, 1 foot out, well, I don't know what they're going to do with Jordan Love. They probably should trade him. You know, he really hadn't shown us a whole lot. So you're getting ready to tell me. So from not showing you a whole lot to where we are today, he's shown you enough to say, let's move on from Aaron Rodgers?
What has he shown you he's moving in the right direction? You go, oh, wait a minute. That starts to look like a quarterback.
I understand that, yeah. But But in that
enough
window,
to move on from Rodgers.
Enough to move on. See, it's so crazy.
This is something. This
it's
is something.
So crazy.
So when you and I were in L.A., I was doing the afternoon show. You're doing the morning show with LZ and
Travis.
And Travis. And I was doing the afternoon show before that with Marcellus Wiley. And Marcellus used to say, they'll put up with your personality so long as the production is there.
Oh, 100%.
But at a certain point, the personality is more than the production. And I don't think it's coincidence that even if, key to your eyes, you're like, man, Rodgers is fine, same dude. But when the production slips the way it has and they got to put up with this, if you think you got a guy who's on the come up, you might be like,
yeah, but his
all
production
right.
hasn't slipped.
Well, the production did. You might say it's the same guy. It's a situation. It's the young receivers. It's the O-line injuries.
His production hadn't slipped.
He had a QBR under 40.
I don't care about the numbers, Max. Why do you think people lining up? The production hasn't slipped.
So what do you mean by production? How would you define
that? Well, you just said production. I define it as his style, delivering the football, all of those sort of things. And I also factor in the fact that he was playing with younger receivers, that it took to the end of the season for them to catch on. Romeo Dobbs missed several games, right? Watson missed several games. Randall Cobb missed some games, even though he's a veteran.
What you mean by production is what most people would say would not call production.
No,
but you're saying you need to produce certain physical actions
yes.
that have physical results. But those results, how we count them, will be different based on factors that are external to Rodgers.
You see
the route
throw,
the receiver is running on all those
you
things.
You see that throw to his left in the Miami game when he rolled to his left and flicked the wrist?
Yeah, he can still make all the throws.
I mean, like, come on, man, seriously.
Yeah, come on.
Nobody does that but Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
That's it. Tom Brady ain't doing that. It's one guy that do that, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
I know that.
Maybe Josh Allen. This throw right here. Look at that. Nobody does that.
Right.
It's ridiculous. That's like, come on, man.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You got to be
until
crazy.
Until Mahomes, I thought he was the best ever.
You see that? Yeah. That slant right there, catch and run, never slow the receiver down, then the ball hits the belly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, that's
but
what
you know,
we're
you know,
looking
I know
for.
That Mahomes is the younger player. Rodgers may want to study Mahomes a bit because he has a lot of the same physical gifts. But Mahomes, everyone loves him. The team loves him.
Oh, you mean study his
personality? Yes, the whole way he's handling himself.
You can't
be someone else. I'm just saying maybe, but you can sometimes extract certain things just observing other people. You go, you know what? I need to tap into that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm 40 now. I can't change who I am. I'm going to go on my darkest retreat, Max.
Here, Aaron Rodgers, I'll be the darkness. Be more like Patrick Mahomes.
Stop. That's not what happens.
That's what happens in the darkness. You get enlightenment. Okay, are the Ravens?
You keep making fun of cleansing and
I am going to. I mean, it makes fun of itself, but you know, I'll help along. Are the Ravens and Lamar headed for a divorce? Keyshawn J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Listen to Mike Tosher.
Swimsuit check, sunscreen check, phone charger check. Don't forget to pack your 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
You're a Ravens fan. You're looking around at Lamar, and you're thinking, man, if we don't have Lamar, we don't have a chance.
They've seen that this offense, which has basically been built around Lamar Jackson's skill set, is not really workable with a different quarterback. And if they were to move on from him, I think they would have to rebuild in a number of ways.
If the sides can't reach a new deal by March 7th, the Ravens will place the franchise tag on Jackson to keep him from becoming a free agent.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Joined now by Kimberly A. Martin.
Every time we
A.
have
Martin.
Music, Max is That's like right. completely unaware.
No, he's aware.
I'm aware. I got a job to
he
do.
Just, okay. He likes to get to, doesn't realize we're going to talk sports for another 3.5 hours or whatever.
But you are not going to hear Wayne Wonder all day and
you
with
know, this
me.
Year, you know, this song right here, fire.
Yeah.
Bussy.
No, bussin.
Bussy, bussin. Whatever
bussin,
they,
man.
Yeah, bussin.
Bussy. No, this show should be bussy.
Bussin, man. Whatever it's called.
Kimberly A. Martin. Has enough of the song played now? Has the requisite amount of song played?
It's taking
you humans are very human behavior is fascinating to me. All right. Kimberly Martin sat down before we even said anything, went right at key.
Somebody has to keep this man in line.
Kim is like my sister. I don't even say anything when she, you know.
You don't even say anything about my hello.
It's nice. You getting ready to go on vacation.
That's true. It is.
I know what you're ready to do.
It's especially nice.
Right?
Now.
You ready to go on vacation somewhere?
No, I just wanted to do something nice for
usually,
Max.
So did you know, Max?
I appreciate
this.
Usually when black women change up their hair and put the braids or the foam locks, they are going to the islands.
I didn't say that. At least you know.
Here's the question.
At least you know.
Here's the question.
I was getting ready to tell you. I'm pimping you. She got to be going on vacation because it's in locks, it's tight. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do.
Which island, Kimberly?
The island of Indianapolis, because I will be going to the combine on Tuesday.
Lie.
The island of North America.
That's crazy. She knew what I was going to say.
Yep.
Come on now.
It's like my sister. I'm telling you.
Kim. Yes, Max. What you got?
Where do we stand with Lamar Jackson right now? Kimberly, you ever see Bad Santa?
Yes.
Remember when Bernie Mac is negotiating? He wants in on their little criminal enterprise, and he goes, he's like head of security or something, but he'll let it slide, but he wants half. And they're like, I'll give you 25%. He goes, half. 33%. Half. Seems like that's what's going on with Lamar. We'll give you this.
Mm-hmm.
231.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He just referred to Deshaun Watson, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, how this will end up, I don't think anyone knows right now. I think in a perfect world, Lamar Jackson would end up in Baltimore. But the issue still remains, the guaranteed money and Deshaun Watson's contract being a major outlier. And, you know, I've had conversations with people and sort of like, well, why would the Ravens care anything about Deshaun Watson's deal? That was a dumb deal. You could say all you want that makes no sense. Worst deal in history. It's still a deal that's out there.
Yeah.
And you know that if you were in this position and you're trying to get as much money as you can, you would say, well, this guy who is not as talented as me, or you could say,
not as accomplished.
Not as accomplished as I am, has gotten that. Right. And I'm a former MVP.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I really don't know why it's come to this point, because I didn't think we'd be here.
Let me ask you this, Kim.
Kim.
As I've sat back over the last several days, and I keep trying to process the money issue, right? I'm saying, okay. They don't want to give him this money because it's a lot. It's, you know, they're $100 million off already. If it's mm-hmm. 133 reported like our guys Adam and Mort says on fully guaranteed portion and Deshaun's is at 230,
right.
You're $100 million. Let's not even have this conversation because you're not going to get from 100 short. You're just not going to close that gap. It's not going to happen. So let me ask you this. Could it be with Todd Monken, the new offensive coordinator, the Ravens, are protecting themselves, saying we would like to have Lamar because we want to build the mm-hmm. style of offense around Lamar that we had under Greg Roman, which was built around mm-hmm. him. This offense, pro style a little more, can be built around a number of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Could it be that they hire this offensive coordinator and they say, well, okay, either we're going to be able to sign him and he could thrive in this offense or we can find another quarterback and thrive in the offense because it's a pro style. We don't have to tailor specifically to his skill set.
I think if you're the Ravens, you want Lamar Jackson under center next
100%.
Year. 100%. But you also, if you're the Ravens, understand that there's a good chance Lamar may not be under center. So whatever quarterback you have, that's why that offensive coordinator hire is so important. Because it's either they're tied to Lamar or now we've seen the Ravens offense with Lamar Jackson. Now when he's not here, who are the Ravens? What is the Ravens' offense?
Well,
what's
saw
the new
the
identity?
Last offense that was different construction than this one is going to mm-hmm. be. And then I go back and I do the Max Kellerman and I listen and I try to become a germ spreader. So I listen to the offensive coordinator who says, well, the learning curve, you know, if he walks in a week before. No, you can't walk in with a new offense the week before the season mm-hmm. starts and grasp the offense.
Install it, understand it. Come on.
You can't.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Right.
You
not
just can't. So That's why I'm like,
when you're paying that money, you have Super Bowl aspirations.
Yeah.
So, Kimberly, I've been saying from the beginning, that's an extreme outlier, except that when it's not an outlier is when you and the team agree to part ways. Because then, like Deshaun Watson, you are treated like a free agent, right? Well, so that doesn't that incentivize all these quarterbacks if they now don't get the Deshaun Watson guarantee to say, great, trade me? Because then they're going to go to the highest bidder and get the Deshaun Watson contract.
Right now, Lamar Jackson is sort of on an island. I think where you've got a Joe Burrow, you've got Justin Herbert, you've got these guys coming down the pike, they all should really band together and say, we don't care if this is an outlier. We are your franchises. You need to pay us accordingly. Because obviously every other team does not want to give Deshaun Watson money. But it just takes – this is the first time we've had – in a long time we've had this many young quarterbacks coming up on deals that deserve to be paid.
Like Jalen Hurts.
Deserve to be paid. I think they all should say 230. That's the floor.
Well, it's got to be. It's going to be the floor. It's going to be at 230.
Half an hour to dismissal.
You know, how you get there, who knows. Aaron Rodgers is out the bunker now.
He's come out of the dark.
So what's going to happen with him? Is he going back into the dark in Green Bay, or is he coming to New York?
I wish this man would have come out the darkness, had smoke signals come up where we'd all know. Like, I wish he would have gone on IG Live. I wish he would have announced something. Because at this point, no one thinks he's retiring. Like, I can't imagine this man retiring, right? There's too much money on the table for
him. He's made a lot of money, but even people that make a lot of money don't walk from $60 million just this year.
Exactly. So we know he's playing, but what I don't understand why we did this dance with the Packers. We wanted more free reign with them. We wanted to feel more important. We wanted to be consulted, and they've done that. They've given us the contract, and now we're not quite sure. I actually think he goes right back to Green Bay. I'm sorry, New York fans. I really do. I understand why the Jets would want him. The Jets should try to get him. And I actually think being in Green Bay, I think the Packers have a shot with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's done. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will never have another MVP season. I don't think you can look at him and say he's toast.
That makes a lot of sense, Kimberly, because it's something Teddy Atlas, who's here at ESPN, talks about in boxing when a guy jabs his way in. And then he holds. He's like, no, you set the table, now eat. Now get your shots off, right? Mm-hmm. Rodgers helped set the table, maybe started a little late last year, right? Mm-hmm. But he helped set the table. The young receivers were brought along, the whole thing. Don't you want to eat now? Right? Like, this table set.
But they got to sign a lot of his friends back and stuff like that.
And do they still want him because he's going to put him through the ringer again? Everything they can get for him, you can go rebuild for the future.
If I was sitting with the Packers front office, I would say, this is like when your girlfriend calls you and she's like, girl, like, Jesse was cheating on me. And you're like, get out. No way. He was. Like, yes, girl. 5 months later. Girl, he was cheating on. Well, didn't he do that 5 months ago? I'm sorry.
He's rich.
He has literally shown you that he's cheating. What's the problem? Like, the Packers acting like, oh, now they're so frustrated and disgusted with Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers has been Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Like, you capitulated. Now you can't say, and you gave him the money. Now you can't say, now we're done. This guy is just too much. You knew he was too much.
They should have a
tell him
you're going to keep a darkness room in the facility.
You don't have to go anywhere. Telling Max, and Max like, what? I said, but she is so pretty, man. I'm in love.
He's in love. What can you do?
We'll figure it out. I can go to counseling maybe. But this is the same story essentially repeating itself that went on with Brett Favre. In and out, to the point where they was just like,
because they had Aaron Rodgers.
Ted Thompson was like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, we got Rodgers, but now they're apparently feeling better about love than they were a year ago. That is Kimberly A. Martin, ladies and gentlemen, about to take a nice vacation on the island of
to
Indiana.
The combine, yes, to the NFL.
No, she's right. She's going to the combine. I didn't even think about the combine.
No, I really did this for Max. I was hoping that the music, well, the lead
I certainly
man,
appreciate
hair,
it.
You know.
Kimberly understands that she is on television. Mm. She's coordinated.
Yes.
And shows up appropriately.
What's that vibe she got going right now? No, I'm trying to think in my mind.
Okay, you know what? Let me leave before you say something out of pocket. Let me just
the beautiful Kimberly A. Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Have I mentioned your hair yet?
Sister Soul.
Thank you.
What you mean?
Would anyone fault the Ravens for moving on from Lamar? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Everything that's happened to this point and hasn't happened for Lamar is actually the Ravens' fault.
I want him here, Steve wants him here, and Lamar wants to be here. So it's going to work out.
Bussing.
Bussy, I thought.
Bussy in or Bussy, one.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
I'll just go with fire.
Fire. That's fire. Still getting used to fire. So from Jeremy Fowler and Jameson Hensley, they had an article on ESPN.com. According to a source with knowledge of Lamar Jackson's contract negotiations, all of his counteroffers to the Ravens last year were for fully guaranteed contracts that exceeded Deshaun Watson's. Why? Because that set the market. It reset the market. The owners can insist all they want that it didn't, that that's an outlier. But, you know, you can say that the sky is, you know, green with blue polka dot or, you know, pink polka dots. But, in fact, if you look up and it's blue, it doesn't matter if all the owners say it's not. It is. So that's actually what the market is. It's 230 fully guaranteed. Now they're in denial about it. But anyway, would you fault the Ravens for walking away? Because it's a different thing to say that's not what it actually is, and then to say, yes, that's the new market, but we don't want to give it to you because we think that you've missed too much of the last two seasons. We don't think we can put a good enough team around a quarterback if the whole thing is guaranteed.
But that's not the issue, Max. You say he missed too much of the last two seasons, yep. Right? Well, you didn't want to give him the money when he missed a little bit of the last season, his first time he missed some time.
Right.
Now you're going to complain that he's missing too much of the last two seasons. Now his proposals was before this season.
Well, they could say, now you could say, but people get hurt in the pocket as much as they get hurt out of the pocket, blah, blah, blah. But they could say, look, a guy who runs that much.
Yeah, that it happens, football, okay? You know
the difference,
the
though,
risk.
Is he's more reliant, though he can definitely spin it. He's more reliant on his legs, maybe, than anyone else.
Because of the system. We're not at – we first of all, Max, he didn't come from an RPO run heavy. You got your damn quarterback running counters by design.
Yeah, you're designing plays for him.
So
– like he's a running back, yeah.
Yes, yeah. You're doing that. He didn't do that. You're the one who said, we're going to win this way. Because Bobby Petrino at the University of Louisville, 1,500 yards or 1,600 yards on the ground, another 3,500 in the air. So we know he can throw the football down the field, but you decided that you wanted Greg Roman to create this system to take advantage of a unique skill set when you ignored the ability for him to push the ball down the field. So you didn't get him receivers – in any year other than when you drafted Bateman, for the most part, all the other guys were just guys.
And
Duvernay's
Bateman
okay.
Profiled as a number two, right? Like, he did
part.
A lot of good things, but yeah. Nothing that jumped out as
no,
amazing.
No, you're not going to get – and it's so interesting. I was talking to somebody yesterday that's in the football space, so to speak. Has been a head coach, coordinator, the whole deal. And he said – and we were talking about Lamar, because one of the things he was talking about was what I said on – First Take a couple days ago with Stephen A. and them, and we were just going over it. And one of the things he says, that you need a catch radius guy. If you're so worried about his ability of accuracy and all that, you got to have a guy. See this right here? You need a guy who can go get it.
A.J. Brown.
You got to have a guy go get it. Don't be bringing me no guy that everything's got to be.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Go get me a guy who
Michael
can go
Thomas.
Get it. A guy who can go get it changes the quarterback's world. Now you say, would I be upset if the Ravens went on and did something? Ah, Lamar, we're not going to do it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Let him go. Let him go somewhere else.
Okay.
Now you, because you don't want to pay the 230. Okay. So 4 years from now, that quarterback that replaced Lamar is having Lamar success. We're going to tell him, you don't want to give him the 230? 4 years from now, you think it's still going to be 230 or be 330?
Right.
So probably going to be closer to 330 4 years from now than it is 230. Are you going to tell that quarterback you don't want to give him the 330 when the market changes on him? So then that tells me that you just don't want to pay anybody
at
the quarterback
position. Let me tell you,
I always
thought.
Because it's going to change if he has success.
That's a great point. Like, you're hoping to have a problem. You're hoping, best case scenario,
absolutely,
that 4 years from now, it's going to be even more expensive for another guy.
Let me tell you, when I was doing my deal with the New York Jets, one of the things that Dick Haley and that whole organization, we put all these incentives in there. And the only person that ever obtained those incentives in a short period of time was Jerry Rice. It was like, oh, why would he ever put that in his contract? He'll never get it. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's pretty hard. They go, well, if you get this, these incentives, we hit and did what we were supposed to do.
Right.
You know, and I hit. So they was happy to pay me the money because I hit on those incentives.
Sure.
And so when you look at it that way, if you put a guy in a position to be successful, he's going to get to the money, and you have to reward him. And you put Lamar in a situation with this offense to be successful under Greg Roman, so it's time to reward
him. There's something that happened recently. And by the way, Key, for the record, I always thought that they were going to wind up moving Lamar from the very beginning. I have no new information. From the beginning, when I heard the number 133 that they were offering, and I realized, if I'm Lamar, I didn't even need to hear this number. I knew this a year ago. A year ago, I understood this. The number's 230. If they're at 133, I said this a year ago. They're 100 million. They're 100 million apart. I think he's going to be on the move. Let me tell you what else tipped me off that if I was Lamar, I'd really be ticked off. Okay. So first they have a press conference. They're getting rid of the OC, and they're, you know, Lamar's our future. Oh, okay. To me, that says that they know it's going to be north of 200, whether or not they get to 230. Right. The owner's signed off. That's what it said to me. But Key, when the GM comes out and says, it's hard to go get a top receiver when you're giving all that money to the quarterback. If I were Lamar, smoke would be coming out of my ears. Because that is a disingenuous statement given to the press to make Lamar look bad for seeking fair market value. And the reason it's disingenuous is because he's coming off his rookie contract. He's been there for 5 years under the same regime who never got him the top wide out. So to now turn around and say, well, okay, we can't get you a top wide out if we pay you, but you didn't get me a top wide out before you paid me. So when you say that, that is just to make me look bad. And at that point, if I'm Lamar, I'm like, man, I'm out of here. You come up with a 230 fully guaranteed day one, there's no wiggle room or I'm out.
Well,
so
yeah.
Now the question becomes, who's going to give it to him? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Who's going to give it to him?
Would it be the Commanders? Would it be the Falcons, the New York Football Jets? And also, by the way, Eric Bieniemy was introduced by the Commanders yesterday. How does he feel about being passed up for another head coaching job? And wait till you hear the question Key has about the entire press conference. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I think that Eric Bieniemy also recognized that maybe it was time for him to move on.
I don't hear many of his players come out talking about how great he is. They give him cursory like compliments or whatnot, but I don't ever hear anybody say that this team could work because of him.
Life has never been fair. Has it been fair to Eric Bieniemy so far, trying to get a job as a head coach? No, but hopefully he can be successful in Washington and he'll finally get an opportunity to become a head coach.
People spending too much money on weddings and bat mitzvahs and stuff, Key. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, man.
Ain't going to catch me like that. Nope.
It lasts a few hours and, you know, a gone. Lifetime. But it's a memory.
Go to a hypnotist and have him put it in there. You don't need it. Go to Total Recall, that place. What's it called? Recall, yeah. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Eric Bieniemy, Key, is an offensive coordinator. And yet, there was a press conference.
Yeah, I was just wondering, when did they start giving coordinators press conferences?
Right.
Like, it's good that he got one.
Right. But he's not the only one who gets a press conference.
No, but I wanted him to have one out of all of them.
Yeah.
So we could see his personality and hear him talk. I got fired up listening to him at his press conference.
He sounded like a head coach.
It sounded like he was the head coach in waiting. And he was. And so I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, so that's the way he interviewed?
Yeah.
He interviewed that way? Hmm.
Hear that beeping noise? Is that audible on the radio?
Should we leave the building?
Yeah, because it's living in my brain right now.
So when you think about it, he interviewed like it was his head coaching debut.
He gave the press.
Only thing I have to tell EB, man, you got to fix the collar, though. The collar, his collar.
Have to look.
Yeah, you got to look at it. His collar. He got somebody, the PR guy, somebody should have said, got to fix the collar.
The thing about Bieniemy is you could study the way he answers questions. He came off as no nonsense. But also authentic. You know, not like sometimes you see a guy who's a new head coach or a new coordinator and they sound like they're trying to play the role of tough guy. But he sounded serious. He meant business, authentic, and also any question he was asked, he immediately diffused. The way he answered it put an end. It satisfied the question and also gave the press nothing. Right?
Like there's nothing. I love his interview because it's authentic, it's real. And it made sense in everything he said, all the questions he answered. And I'm just looking at it, and I'm saying, if he's interviewing like that, okay, so it's not his color. If it's not his color, and it's not his interviews, and he's calling plays some of the time, like, I'm running out of things, boxes to check.
Yeah. Eric Bieniemy, let's listen to some of those answers. He's talking about he's focused on his career. First of all, he was asked about being a head coach, right? Now, think of how someone else may have answered this, and now it becomes a story. Listen to Bieniemy's answer. Here comes his answer.
Now, it hasn't happened. Being a head coach right now, it hasn't happened. It's not anything that's going to impact me moving forward, because the only thing I need to be concerned with, it's what's important today. Today, I got to be the best person that I can be. I got to be the best coach that I can be. And on top of that, I got to get these guys in this building to learn to trust me, to get to know me, but also understanding what the term accountability means. And so I have to be accountable to these men. All right. So all that stuff about being a head coach, we could talk about that next year sometime. Right now, I'm focused on the job at hand.
See, this is a very smart, articulate, nice-looking offensive coordinator, bright and well-educated. That's what that is right there.
But you notice when it's a black coordinator, you say articulate. if it's a white coordinator, he's a genius, right? No one ever have to say the guy's articulate because they take that for granted.
I said that in a way because they're never going to say that. They're never going to say it, so I'm going to say it.
I like the fact that he satisfied the question and he put an end to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ongoing. He didn't give you anything that revealed, oh, actually, he's worried about this, this, and this, you know. He put the focus back on the team. And
you can only control what you can control. And what he can control right now is the position that he's in at Washington. He can't control not getting another head coaching job and an opportunity, a real opportunity. The guy's interviewed for 15 or 16 teams in the last 3 years.
What do you have to say to the people who support you being a head coach, Eric Bieniemy?
Well, I'll say this, and kudos to them, and everybody's entitled to their own stance and their own positioning. My job is to eliminate all the distractions, okay? My focus right now is here and now. I can't worry about the things I can't control. The only thing I can worry about right now is taking care of the business at hand. That's handling this press conference. After this press conference, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to start getting to some football stuff. The rest of everything else, as far as this journey is concerned, that will take care of itself along the line.
Players going to run through a wall for him whenever he gets that opportunity.
So that sounded so similar to this question, Key. He was asked about LeSean McCoy's comments about him, and that answer just then was so similar to what he said about LeSean. I thought maybe I teed it up wrong, and that was actually the answer to the LeSean question. But we have his answer to the LeSean question. Here it is.
What was the LeSean?
LeSean McCoy was shady, came out and said, remember, Bieniemy is not good enough and all this kind of stuff. So here's Eric Bieniemy responding to what LeSean McCoy said. It was brought up at his press conference.
LeSean McCoy is a future Hall of Fame runner, okay? Everybody's entitled to their own position, to their own comments and how they feel. When it's all said and done with, I think that's all I have to say because he's entitled to his own opinion. That's life. Okay, you got good and you have bad, you know? It does not impact me in any way because one thing that you learn when you're in this position, you have to learn to eliminate distractions, all right? My job is to focus on the now. Everything outside these walls has no impact on Eric Bieniemy moving forward.
Let me throw water on that real quick.
Real quick. First of all, he called him he went overboard, I think, a little bit.
On the future Hall of Fame?
Yeah, in other words, like what he is saying about LeSean McCoy is, when you say future Hall of Famer to a guy who, maybe, we'll see, what he's saying is, he is excellent. I'm only going to say the best thing about him.
Yeah.
And that's all. And now I can move on to
sit up and talk about the negative. I don't have time for that. Why would I spend my energy worried about LeSean McCoy? I got a job to do here in Washington.
People want to talk about the Lakers. They want to talk about Lamar Jackson. They want to talk about Eric Bieniemy. But Key and I are so in love with the sound of our own voices that you haven't been able to do that in the last half hour or so. So coming
up,
Key.
Speak for yourself.
Key, you love the sound of your own voice.
No, I love darkness.
Okay, so does Aaron Rodgers, apparently. So coming up, you're going to get to weigh in on all of it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We are on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2 until 8 a.m., ESPNU until 10 a.m., Sirius XM Channel 80. Your smart speakers say play ESPN Radio. We pop right up. If you have a phone in your pocket, and you do, you have probably already have the ESPN app, and you if you don't, download it. It's easy. It's a great app. I use it all the time. And you click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app, scroll down to live radio. There we are. You're not tethered to your car radio. Okay. Coming up, the Lakers get an important win last night, and you get to weigh in on it all. In at all. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
What?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.